88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels, long overdue welcome to Vintage
Thank
Trouble.
Thank you for having us.
Ty Nally, Rick, and Richard are all sitting here and getting ready to do a live session with us today. Over the weekend, I happened to see the new John Varvatos ad campaign that you guys are in, and the one picture in it, and it blew my mind. It blew my mind. And I reached out to your manager, Doc McGee, and I said, all right, this picture just kicked my ass. We got to get the guys in. We got to get rolling. Let's go. You know, it's time for us to step up our game. So it's great to have you. And that was 3 days ago. So
well, nice. It's great to be here.
The cool part we're mobilizing.
I was going to say the cool part about that is a lot of people don't understand the connection that happens between arts. You know, there's music, there's photography, you know, there's just so many other things that all influence each other, fashion. And so it's great that the idea that it wasn't even a song that made you sing, say, Bring Us In, that you saw a picture that made you think, whatever song was happening when that picture was taken, I have to bring them in so I can hear that song. So, I mean, it's an attribute to Danny Clinch, who took the picture, and John Varvatos, who dressed us for it. Just the song and the style and the imagery has gone so well together. It makes you realize how many times in the past when all those elements haven't gone well together and you wonder why one part of that might not be working as well. It's because the full picture doesn't feel as cohesive. And a lot of times you don't think about it going into that, but when you have a moment like right now, you understand how important the braid is.
You see what I mean?
see what I mean? You see what I mean? May the red sun come see through the green, down into the blue water for my sons and daughters, for my sons and daughters. You see what I mean? You see what I mean? See what I mean? You see what I mean? All right, everybody, get back to doing what you were doing.
Now, you've been working, what, 7 years together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you all come together as a band? How did you form? I believe it was Ty and Nolly first, right?
Well, I've known everybody individually before we got together. But I love the word that you use, kismetic. I've never heard it used like that.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in L.A., there are a lot of musicians around, and there's so many different people that you can run into. And so we'd all known each other from different places. At the time when the band got together, everyone was kind of looking for a reason to maybe step up their game into something that wasn't already carved before them. So we wanted to create something different. So we all got together, and literally the first day we got together, we started playing Blues Hand-Me-Down, and that was the beginning of it all for us. We just realized that we wanted to do something that was an equal marriage of rhythm and blues and rock and roll. And so, you know, we had such great things that were leading the way for us that were in popular music at the time, like your Amy Winehouses and these other people that had taken, you know, the rock and roll attitude and the old rhythm and blues and showed radio that it can work there.
Right.
So we had everything in our favor at that time. And we just wanted to play as much as we could, and that's what we did. We didn't give in to the whole LA, you know, you can only play once a month at places because the promoters will only let you do that. We decided that we would play as many times a week as we wanted to. We played at a lot of places that were not even performance venues, but we got these four residencies set up all over town. And so before long, people could see us, you know, 16 times a month. And a lot of people were coming to
That's
those.
That's more than I see my family.
Right, exactly.
But internationally, you've gone out, and how many dates do you think you've played in the last 7 years? You have any idea?
Well, we pretty much average about 150 to 170 shows a year.
Our top one was 260 1 year.
Yeah,
260?
Yeah.
Well, but remember, Chuck Berry once, I think, did 325, and he was like,
That's why it doesn't sound that much.
The one, but the gigs in the bathroom counted too, right?
Yeah.
Something hit me deep when my sunset walked through those trees. Well, I could see and hear, but I couldn't feel or breathe. From tuning out the static world, I've lost the sense of peace. And that's not all right by me. The LA Times and Channel 5 and New York Magazine, they stain my soul, and I know you know what I mean. They tear apart the awful heart till it doesn't bleed a dream, and that's not alright by me. Pull on the rope that lifts the sun back to the sky. Hold a hand, cry on a shoulder. Whistle in the wind and open up your eyes and feel again, where the roads cross and time stands still. I'm frozen in my tracks against my will. The street light is dimming and it won't shine again until I say it's not alright by me.
the 60s British rock bands were driven by the very same spirits and performers. Are there five artists, records that have inspired you guys where you go, you know what, if we don't have these, we don't have our DNA?
Sure. Katy Perry, Roar.
Was that it? I had that one written down on my list. Jesus.
No.
I think when we started the band, it was so much about, because we, you know, when we start talking about music, and we all came from very different backgrounds, but something that connected us was early, like late 50s, early 60s rock and roll. There was something really dramatic about it. And Ike and Tina Turner, like when they, the early records of them are just the energy, the primitive, like roughness around it. There was something about that was so influential for us to like that. That's what it should sound like.
Well, Tina herself said, "We never do anything easy. We do them nice and rough."
Yeah. Nice and rough. Exactly. Yeah.
And also, there's this whole, which I loved. My favorite album of all time is Carole King's Tapestry album.
Really?
Yeah. And I think probably because it was the combination of this amazing songwriter, which Carole King was, so she took care of like all the, you know, the pencil behind the ear kind of songwriting-ness of it. But when she first started writing, she was writing for all the Motown girl groups. So then it had to also have enough drive and dance to it as well. So I think a lot of those songs, like, you know, I Feel the Earth Move, It's Too Late, Baby, all of a sudden there's like a combination of sounds that you wouldn't expect to go together.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what we've always loved. Her, you know, even like the early Stones, the early Led Zeppelin, you know, where Little Richard, you know, where you didn't necessarily know whether you were listening to a rock and roll album or a soul album.
Right.
Those were the best. And for us, especially as we've been together and trying to, I guess you try and conquer the whole world in a sense, live-wise, we got our energy together so quickly because we started playing at Harvell's. And for people that don't know what that is, it's this legendary blues bar in Santa Monica. You know, we played there on a Tuesday. The owner, Seven, said to us, have a residency. So we started playing Trouble Tuesdays there from that point on. Live shows have always been good. And then when we started thinking about the actual, you know, honing in the songwriting craftsmanship of it, it's been a really exciting path for us because there's everything from wanting to make people move in our songwriting to wanting people to really think and be aware of who they are and how to make the world a better place. And a lot of times certain bands lean one way or the other. So for us, it's been such an exciting mission to try and figure out something that dances on that line between the two. How can it make people feel like they want to move as much as it makes you feel like they're learning something through listening to the music?
Yeah. reach out to the true believers today. You heard vintagetrouble.com is a place where you can continue to get the, and I've seen the blogs that you write and the pictures and the videos that you capture where you are chronicling the journey, so everyone can see it there, and now they can hear it here on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks for coming in. This has been fun. It's Vintage Trouble live on 88.5 KCSN.